It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Every weekday at this time, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Tuttle. Fibber and Molly will be with you in a minute.
This is it.
L&M filters.
This is it.
Light and mild.
Coast to coast, smokers are saying.
Better tasting filter tip cigarette.
This is it.
L&M filters.
L&M filters with the miracle tip.
Today, L&M filters have a nationwide demand never before equaled by any other cigarette in so short a time. One simple statement tells the reason for L&M's success. This is it. It's the filter that counts, and L&M has the best. L&M's exclusive miracle tip contains alpha cellulose to give you effective filtration. Two other things are important. L&M's have much more flavor, much less nicotine. As Dorothy Kilgallen puts it, L&M filters are just what the doctor ordered. Buy America's highest quality and best filter tip cigarette. Light and mild, L&M.
The heat wave, which sent the McGees scurrying to the park last night, along with everybody else in Wistful Vista, is still in full blast today. So, Mr. McGee went downtown this morning to buy an air conditioner for the house, like he promised Mrs. McGee.
They were all sold out, too, so I went on over to the iceberg sales room. You know, wise welder, live in the shelter of an iceberg.
What'd they say besides that?
Now, they could sell me one right away. Delivery next December.
In December, we can deliver icebergs to them.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. What do we do? Just grin and bear it and pray for rain?
Oh, no, we don't. Did you ever know old Dad to fail you?
I refuse to answer on the ground that it might incriminate my husband.
Don't you worry. I brought home all the makings of a tip-top air conditioning machine.
The makings?
Yep.
What do you mean by that, as if I didn't have a horrible premonition?
If it's the kind of a premonition that sends cold chills up and down your spine, Tootsie, it's the right kind, because that's what my air conditioner's going to do. I'm going to build us a cold air plant that'll take the hue out of the humidity and put winter right in our winders.
Oh, that sounds wonderful, dearie. But isn't it a fairly complicated job, building an air conditioner?
Nah, I got the idea years ago when I worked at the Peoria ice plant. I used to notice how the water from the iceworks would trickle down and the fan would cool it, see? And wait till you see the one I'm going to build us. Come on in the living room.
Well, at this point, McGee, it's too hot to argue about anything. And anything you can do to make this house cool. Off is all that junk.
That's it. My cooling system. See these pipes? Had them made up special.
What'd you use for a blueprint, a pretzel?
That's my own copyright design, my dear.
Copyright?
Yep. Copied right off the sketch I made up for him. There are little holes drilled every 3 inches along these pipes, you see, so water can trickle down from them, see? This electric fan here pulls the air through the trickling water, and presto, cooled, washed air, just like the movie houses do it.
Where do you get the water?
This hose right here, hooked onto the faucet outside. You see this big box here? This fits into the window, which we raise halfway. And the whole cooling system is going to be built in this box. Simple?
Sounds like a great idea.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, that box is so big it cuts the size of the window in half. And the sun won't be able to get in and turn the room into quite so much of a furnace.
As the contractor says to the plasterer, no cracks, please. I'm going to give you climate you can control. You see this switch here? That's a two-wayer. You turn it this way and it'll suck in the air from outside, cool it, wash it, and blow it through the room. Turn it the other way and it'll shove out the stale warm air from out the room.
Now all you got to do is put all the pieces together, huh?
Yep. Sure wish it wasn't so dad red hot.
Well, if you didn't have the heat, you wouldn't have to install this thing.
Yep.
I'll let you get on with it. Call me when I can bring you something cool to drink.
You can start any time, kiddo. Ah, there goes a good kid. Am I going to be happy to get this house air-conditioned for her, because she deserves it. And by the time I get this thing built, I'll deserve it, too. Good boy. Oh, now, who the heck's out in the noonday heat like this? Come in.
Hi, mister. I'm on Trey.
Oh, there. Oh, slow down. You sure picked a hot day to come snorting in here, Cannonball. Hey, stop before you blow a boiler.
Shh.
That's better. In the name of Casey Jones are you doing anyhow?
I'm steam escaping.
Oh, no, not on a hot day like this while I'm trying to fix
it. What you doing, mister? What you doing? Watch it.
Sis, I'm building an air conditioning unit for the living room, and I'm pretty busy, so...
A what, mister? Building a what?
I says I'm building...
A air conditioner.
Mm.
Oh, one of them. How's it work, Mr. McGee? How's it work? How does it?
Well, it's pretty difficult to explain to a child, Deanie. But generally speaking...
That's what Daddy says, I betcha.
Says what?
Says you're generally speaking.
Oh, yeah? Well, you tell your old... never mind.
How does it work, though, the air cooler? That one?
Well, see. I'll see if I can explain it to you so your little mind can catch on to it, sis. You see, the way it works, this pipe here is going to have water dripping out of it, see? A little trickle out of the holes there, you see? Which the water will be hooked up to our faucet through the window outside, which is where I'm going to put the air conditioner.
Outside?
No, no, in the window. And when it pulls air, the fan does the water from the pipes is there, and when the air goes through it, the air gets the water cool, you see. The water gets the air cool, and when the cool air coming in gets hot, air gets cool by washing it, why then the action of the fan when it comes through it, and that's how it works, you understand?
Well, I'm not quite sure, mister. Check me.
Okay.
I believe you are saying that you have there an evaporative device which utilizes a hose connection to percolate H2O through a series of filter pads in conjunction with a power-driven motory fan, thus humidifying the room space and reducing temperatures accordingly.
Huh?
Thanks, mister. Now I understand. Bye.
Still think that kid's a midget.
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly. You like to make dreams come true, don't you? You know what it takes, too. Hard cash on the line. How to get it? That's no mystery either. Save for it. Invest your dollars in United States savings bonds. It's the safe, sure way to earn extra dollars. When your savings bonds mature, you get back $4 for every $3 you put in, and even more if you hold them longer. And buying bonds is a cinch when you do it the automatic way. I mean on the payroll savings plan where you work. Your employer saves a couple of dollars for you before you draw your pay, so you won't even miss the money. When there's enough for a bond, he buys it for you, automatically. And don't forget, every bond you buy helps to make a stronger, more secure America. It helps to keep our American economy strong. There's no substitute for safety and security, and you are assured of both with your purchase of United States savings bonds on the painless payroll savings plan.
That thing work? Ha!
Go ahead and laugh, Low Wide, and then some. They laughed at Fulton and the cotton gin, too. And when Mazda invented the light bulb, and Edison when he sent the first Marconigram. It happens to all us great inventors.
You're a great inventor. I'll vouch for that.
Oh, you'll concede that much, will you?
Yep. As an inventor of history, you're the greatest. Now, if you could just invent something that would shut off that hot air you're dishing out, you'd really have something. The temperature in this town would drop 10 degrees if you kept it bottled up inside of you for a while.
Look who's talking about hot air. Ha! You know what people say behind your back, and there's room for plenty of them there?
What do they say?
They say, when does the balloon go up? That's what they say. And another thing. After the way you've been sneering at this cooling plant of mine, don't come around expecting to cool off with it when I get it working either, too. The only chill you'll get is from me, direct.
Cooling plant? Ha!
Yeah.
That silly contraption. Either it won't work at all or else it'll cook the paper right off the wall. So long, Beanhead. Try not to hook the fan into your suspenders.
Why? Fat pharmaceutical fraud. Just because he's got a medical doctor's diploma, he thinks he's Einstein or insulin or somebody. There. Hey, Molly, it's just about all ready to try the first solo flight.
Well, isn't that nice? I do hope everything goes the way it's supposed to.
We'll find out quick enough. Take a seat. Now you just watch.
Doesn't seem to be creating such a stir.
No, I can't say... Hey!
It stopped.
I know. I stopped it. I forgot to hook up the water part.
Oh?
I'll have to go outside as soon as I put this hose through the window. Well, maybe I won't have to after all. Hey, Wimp! Hey, Wallace Wimple!
Me? Oh, hello, Mr. McGee. Are you calling me?
Yeah. Yeah, here, take this end of the hose and screw it into that faucet down there for me, will you?
Oh, I'll be happy to.
Good.
What's this for? A shortcut for watering the plants in the living room?
New cooling system. Now, turn on the water, will you? Just a trickle. That's fine. Say, come on in and see the way I've hooked it up, will you?
I would enjoy being exposed to some soothing zephyrs as a respite from the clammy clutch of this horribly humid atmosphere.
What's that he's saying?
The heat's got him. Well, drag yourself in the house, Wimp, old boy. Come on. Front door's open.
What's that, McGee?
The water's starting to drip in the air cooler. I'll turn the motor on as soon as Wimp gets in here. Come on in, Wallace.
Hello, Mrs. McGee.
Hello, Mr. Wimple.
Phew, I feel like I'm being steam-pressed and cleaned.
That's a condition that's going to evaporate in no time, Wimp. You see that box in the window? You hear that drip?
In the box, you mean?
Yes. Oh, you've had an air conditioner installed. What brand is it?
The best, Wimp, the very best. My own design. Custom built, you know. Okay, you ready? Here goes. Hey!
No!
Hey, it's
no,
raining.
Hey, it's the machine, McGee.
Now what happened?
Oh, take it off.
Oh, sure, as soon as I can find the switch.
Wait, don't you feel it?
Huh?
Wow, it's so nice and cool.
Oh, yeah, come to think of it.
By golly, you're right.
Hey, I don't care if it is sprinkling over everything.
Let it run. We'll mop it up later.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. You can hear America Swinging tomorrow night. It's an NBC musical feature designed for your summer evening listening pleasure. Wherever you are tomorrow, at home relaxing or out for a drive, let NBC Radio make your evening more enjoyable with Hear America Swinging. Here's how it works. Each week, the top bands in the country, joined by the top vocalists, swing out in the songs everybody is whistling and humming all over the nation. If you like your music sweet, there'll be plenty of that. Like it hot? Well, you'll hear it hot, too. Or if you like a bouncy Latin American beat, that's available also. So, stay with NBC tomorrow and every Friday evening for Hear America Swinging, a grand Friday musical treat. And by the way, for Saturday afternoon listening at its best, don't forget Roadshow. Roadshow stars Bill Cullen in an enjoyable Saturday session of music and news and the latest highway and weather reports to help your driving along.
And I not only got the living room all dried out, Molly, but I figured out what was wrong with the air cooler.
Good. What was it?
I forgot to install the filter pads for the water to trickle through, so it won't rain all over everything. See these big felt pads? I'm going to fix it first thing in the morning.
Can you install those all right? Is it hard to do?
Hard to do? Nah. In fact, as you will say tomorrow when I turn this cooler on again and you get just cool air and no water in it, this is a breeze. Good night.
Good night, Al.
NBC has brought you the Fibber, McGee, and Molly program transcribed with Bill Thompson as Mr. Wimple and Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. This is John Wald inviting you to join us again tomorrow night in the McGee living room to enjoy the new air conditioner, which by tomorrow will be working just great. In fact, it'll be working so well that... Well, we'll see you at 79 West La Vista. Good night.